We are back. You're listening to Your Health Connection on WCLK. Your Health Connection is brought to you by the Center for Cancer Research and Therapeutic Development at Clark Atlanta University. Now, we still have Barbara as well as Dr. Phillips here. But before we get back to talking about triple negative breast cancer, I need to inform you of something as well. If you were listening to our show last month on prostate cancer, we had a guest here by the name of Ralph C.T. Franklin. Well, I hate to have to tell you that on Sunday, October 13th, Ralph C.T. Franklin died from complications due to prostate cancer. He was 62 years old. Now, after 6 years, Ralph was diagnosed with an aggressive form of prostate cancer. His prognosis at the time was not good. He had 6 months to 2 years, but he went long past what the doctor said. And so shortly after his diagnosis, he decided to share his medical conditions with other men. Not for sympathy or anything like that, but because he wanted to make sure that if we truly are our brother's keepers, we need to make certain that those men in our lives are tested for prostate cancer. Ralph inspired the documentary project, If You Are My Brothers, which chronicled his fight against this disease, a fight he would take for 6 years. Again, 6 years. In that time, he became an advocate for men's health. In addition to the documentary project, he talked to men's groups, he wrote about his experience, and he appeared on radio, which was our program as well, and on television programs, and was a frequent guest right here on Your Health Connection. So WCLK celebrates the life and the legacy of Ralph C.T. Franklin. He encouraged a lot of people, and his work helped to save a number of lives. Through his voice, even though it's silent at this time, his legacy will continue to live on through his advocacy efforts. So please give him and his family your thoughts. He is survived by his wife. Her name is Joyce, who was also here at the time of our radio program. So we are thinking about her as well. If you would like more information about Ralph Franklin and the If You Are My Brothers documentary and outreach prostate cancer project, visit ifyouaremybrothers.com. Again, that's ifyouaremybrothers.com. Now, we're going to go back to our subject of triple negative breast cancer. We're going to go back to Barbara. Are you there, Barbara?
I am. Thanks.
Okay. So now you had a question that you wanted to address for Dr. Phillips. What is your question?
Well, first I want to say that my heart goes out to Mr. Franklin and his family, because I totally understand, as I'm living through it, the whole process of sharing your stories. And I encourage everyone out there, from the moment that you get diagnosed, or if you have a friend who is diagnosed, to ask questions and to share your story, because that's the only way, as a community, we are going to learn about these diseases as they continue to take us. If we share our stories, we can learn more and make those numbers go down. So, again, my heart goes out to Mr. Franklin's family. Next, I'd like to ask the doctor, you know, someone asked me the other day on an interview, at what age do you think that you should start talking to your daughters or your, you know, nieces, et cetera, about breast cancer and breast health? And I gave my answer, and I just wanted to see what you and the medical profession, how you would answer that question.
Well, if we look at how breast cancer has evolved, it has evolved primarily because it's out of the closet. Three decades ago, if we look at the first public figure who started opening up, and that was Mrs. Betty Ford when she was diagnosed. And at that time, I can think back growing up in Atlanta, never really having had a conversation about breast cancer, surfing the internet, well, surfing TV, about breast cancer. So breast cancer is out in the open. And I think if you go to elementary school, you're not going to find very many students who will say they have not heard those two words, breast cancer. I don't think it is any too soon for you to start talking. In reference to examining your breasts, you remember, you know, youngsters get lumps and bumps in the breasts, and they need to start early on when they start developing, you know, breast tissue, you know, start examining their breasts. Knowing
so that
their
could
body.
Be what, age 8, 9, 10?
I see lumps in kids, you know, 8, 9, 10, you know, and some large, large lumps. You know, the youngest person I've treated for breast cancer is 17 years old. So, you know, that's a rarity. But I think once a youngster goes through puberty, they need to start learning about their body. So examining their breasts in reference to mammograms, the guidelines that the American Cancer Society put forth, you know, starting at age 40.
Did you agree with that?
Most of my ladies that I see with absolutely no risk factors, they start at age 35.
Mm-hmm.
I get, depending on the information that I get from that mammogram, they get it every, you know, 2 to 3 years until age 40, and then once a year. I strongly, strongly recommend that every person who gets their annual mammogram also get an annual physical examination. So it's not just your mammogram. You need a breast exam. In addition, depending on your risk factors, if you are considered high risk, you know, I start 10 years earlier with mammograms with a cutoff at age 25. If I get a mammogram in someone younger than 25, there's a very good reason. I've had youngsters who come to me for lumps in the breast and they've had a mammogram.
Mm.
This hasn't happened recently, but I've had an 8-year-old that comes in with a mammogram. But I think learning about your body early on as a youngster start developing is so important. I think people need to feel comfortable with the word breast cancer, and we just need to start teaching, you know, early, you know.
Barbara, what did you think? Did you agree with Dr. Phillips?
Pretty much the same thing. I
okay.
mean, because the research is there, but what I did focus on was having young girls learn about their bodies. And so, you know, you get, unfortunately, for example, my nieces, my daughter, will always know about breast cancer, and they will grow up because of myself and other people in our family who had it. However, my daughter and her friends are starting to get their period now. And so that is the time that I tell people that you should start talking to your daughters and her friends and nieces, et cetera, about just breast health. What is normal? As the doctor said, you know, you might have different lumps, but that's okay. You know, if there's something that's out of place or out of normal, mention it to your mom. You know, talk to somebody about it. And then especially once you get your period, you know, just be aware and teaching them the importance as they get older, as they go through their teens, of self-breast exams. I found my lump 3 months after a clear mammogram, and I was in my 40s. So it's not just about getting a mammogram, obviously. It's about the full package of knowing what your breast health is. Just like, you know, you wouldn't necessarily wait if all of a sudden you went blind in an eye. You wouldn't wait to go to the doctor about that,
right,
or to, you know, to talk to somebody. You would,
Barbara,
mention it.
Thank you so much for joining us. We've got some other calls that we want to get to, but you have been such a wealth of information. Again, her name is Barbara Watson Riley. I am going to retweet the link to her article for BET if you want to read it again. And Barbara, you know you're my best friend, so hang
yes,
in there.
You
Hopefully
are.
One day we'll have a chance to meet face-to-face, okay?
Absolutely. I'll make sure of that.
Thank you,
That's
Barbara.
Wonderful. Thank you for having me.
No,
Thanks,
thank
doctor.
You.
Good luck, Barbara. May God bless you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We've got Kimberly on the line. Kimberly, are you there?
Yes.
Thank you for being so patient. We appreciate it. What's your question?
Is there any drug on the horizon that shows promise against the reoccurrence of triple-negative breast cancer?
There are a few clinical trials that are around, and if you can, should I give my?
Yeah, you can give your information if you want to, Dr. Phillips. This is a family show.
If you, I'm gonna give you my office number, which is 678-418-3990. And my email is dr_rogsbertp, that's rogsbertp, as in Peter, at bellsouth.net. And if you're interested in any of the clinical trials that we have here in metropolitan Atlanta area, I'd be glad to give you information and also connect you with the right people.
Don't forget too, let's talk about the number. Don't forget to call us, 404-880-9255 if you have a question for the doctor or for me, 404-880-9255. Let's also talk about the BRCA test. Is that something that you believe women across the board
no.
should have once they learn they have breast cancer?
Yeah, no. There no. are not across the board. There are the BRCA test basically is let you know whether or not you have hereditary breast cancer. And if we look at, you know, the breakdown of breast cancer. About 75% of people who are diagnosed with breast cancer, they don't have a family history of breast cancer.
Which would be
they
me.
Are, yeah, they are what we call in a sporadic group. All right, they are women who are not necessarily at high risk for developing breast cancer. About 15% of people will have a family history of breast cancer. And only 10% of people will have a family history and will be linked to the gene. All right. So there are certain guidelines that we follow in order to decide which people need to be tested. In reference to triple negative patient, if you are 60 and younger, diagnosed with triple negative breast cancer, you are a candidate for having the BRCA test because a large percentage of women who have triple negative breast cancer will have the gene, will carry the gene. So there is a link between hereditary breast cancer and triple negative.
But then what about the ones who don't show that? Like I took you were very diligent about me taking the test, so yes. I took it and I came back negative for that.
The only thing that we can say at this particular time is that you do not carry the two BRCA genes we have identified.
Mm-hmm.
I think as research, you know, unfolds in many, many years to come, there will not only be a BRCA 1, 2, there will be a 3, 4, 5, 6. I mean, there will be other genes associated with hereditary breast cancer.
One of the things that Barbara and I have in common is that, you know, we didn't have, well,
kids.
No, she has kids. She has okay. a child. I don't have a child. But I remember during my journey some ebbs and flows I would remember because it was so difficult for me. Every time I came to you with something or, no, every time you had to give me information, I should say, I would be out on the floor somewhere. You know, I had to have a pity party and then I'd pick myself up. Anybody who knows me knows I'm very dramatic. Anyway, so one of the things that was so difficult about this journey was already knowing that I wasn't going to have anything that I could take after it was over. And then secondly, you were very adamant about not being pregnant or getting pregnant within a window of time. I believe you said 2 years.
Right.
And then I know my question to you was, well, if I meet somebody, fall in love, and I decide I want to have his baby after we got married, what would happen if I got pregnant and the cancer came back? You said
it would be devastating.
That's not what you said. You said it would be about making you comfortable.
No.
You said that twice. I will never forget it.
No.
See, you're laughing.
No. You keep saying that.
So what did that mean?
Well, no, what I said, when usually when we, and this is why when you initially diagnosis is so important for you to complete the total treatment because that's the treatment that will give you the best chance for a cure, your initial treatment. When the cancer comes back, it is metastatic disease. Women with
metastatic, what does that mean?
It means that the tumor has come back. It has spread. It's not only in your breast or your lymph nodes. It's in your bone or your brain or your liver or your lung. It's in a place away from the primary site. And when that happens, it is very, very difficult to treat, and 95% of people will die of their disease. When we look at metastatic breast cancer, we are doing much, much better in treating the disease. We are getting longer disease survival, but eventually those patients will die of their disease. And they are on some kind of drug forever.
Hmm.
When you have isolated metastatic disease to the bone, those are they are easier for us to control. But eventually, patients who are diagnosed with metastatic disease, they will eventually die of their disease.
What is the time frame for that?
Or that varies. It varies. And remember,
but is there
I was
a window
about,
like from
no,
a year?
No. Okay. One of the things that I will never tell a patient a time limit as far as time, because they're so, I feel, after, I often tell my patient, you become a survivor, not just because of what we do, your physicians, it's also what you bring to the table. And that intangible thing that you bring to the table is your belief system, your faith, and how you approach adversities in your life.
Mm-hmm.
you take good care of yourself. So you bring so much, you know, that enhance your ability to become a survivor, taking care of yourself. So it's a partner, you know, relationship when you're being treated, not only for breast cancer, just for any kind of cancer. So again, you have to do the standard care, you know, but the other things, that the intangible things that you bring to the table also increases your chance for survivorship.
Don't forget, the doctor's still here for a few more minutes to, excuse me, I had to cough there, pardon me, to answer any of your questions. That number again is 404-880-9255. I can't believe you all don't have any questions, or maybe it's that you're listening so intently that you don't want to break listening. We're going to take a quick break in just a couple of minutes. Gather your thoughts and call me and ask a question, or Dr. Phillips a question, 404-880-9255.